Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two, and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father. A mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother. A mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. The Gospel of Luke. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Holy disruption. Today we've got trouble in the Gospel. Jesus wants to bring down fire on earth, and he is eager to do so. Jesus bringing fire is in contrast, stark contrast, to the kinder, gentler Jesus who comforts and assures us in our trials. However, there's no way to dumb down the power of fire. The fire is meant to get our attention, not meant to bring judgment, fire and brimstone. The image of fire is also seen in Jeremiah this morning. In Jeremiah, the picture is clearer. The word of God is like fire. It has a sure and certain impact. Fire is both cleansing and incinerating. Powerful. Jesus is saying that he wants his words and the ways of God to have a fiery impact. He's eager to disrupt the world by his powerful message, to set it aflame. But remember, his message is love. God loves us. How about a fiery love? Jesus also speaks a second word that is disruptive of the status quo of our lives. He says he's not come to bring peace, but to bring division. The Prince of Peace, heralded by angels for bringing peace on earth at his birth, is describing the division of even the most intimate and close bonds. Father and son, mother and daughter will be divided. This is troubling. What can this mean that family members may be separated? Well, we all struggle in relationships. In a struggle, we should cling to God and his word of love. The gospel can be a holy disruption in your life. The impact of the gospel message can cause you to depart from the ways of others who don't follow the path of Jesus and his love. The word of God is dividing one from another, followers from unbelievers. Because of what we believe, we will act differently, lovingly. We will worship God when others let it slide. We will give to the poor when others keep what they have for themselves. We will not cheat on tests, on our taxes, or in our business dealings. We will not steal by taking what is not ours, and so on. God's word separates us from others. Yet, this fiery word is a blessing. The community of God is a blessing and brings us blessing as we live out God's word of love. I want to tell you a story, remind you of a story that you've most probably heard before if you learned the story of Jacob and Esau in the book of Genesis. It's a story of struggle that ends in blessing. There were twin brothers, Jacob the younger and Esau the elder. There was a grudge between them over Jacob's lie when he stole their father's blessing that should have gone to Esau. Many years later, when Jacob was traveling to look for his brother in order to apologize, Jacob became frightened. He had to wrestle with himself, his conscience, and his God over what he would do when meeting Esau again. Jacob was greatly frightened to see the brother he had wronged. He wanted to find the blessing. That night, as Jacob was alone, the story goes, a man wrestled with him until dawn. This angel man was not able to prevail against Jacob, so he wounded Jacob in the hip. Even with a limp, Jacob was still holding his own as they wrestled, and the angel man begged Jacob to let him go. But Jacob replied, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." And so the angel man blessed Jacob. He gave him a new name. Jacob became Israel. The old Jacob became a new man, Israel, a man blessed by God. And when the brothers met, they reconciled. The reason I tell this story is that we sometimes must strive with God and wrestle with the divine if we are to find our way and receive a blessing. Trials in this life are not a sign that God has abandoned us. Trials come to everyone. They disrupt our lives, and we wrestle. And if we trust in God, while facing our trials, they can become holy disruptions. We can find blessing on the other side. God does love us. A family member wants something that we do not agree with. We wrestle with what to do. But keeping the faith, God leads us through a difficult time. Perhaps life has come to a crossroads. A decision must be made that is difficult. We pray for guidance, and we find that keeping the faith, God opens doors for us to receive a blessing. We find our way forward. Receiving a blessing can be a matter of letting go of what we want and receiving with open hands what God wants to give us. When we cling to our own will, we clench our fists and have a white-knuckled grip on life. When we open our hands to God, wrestling is a letting go of the past and an embrace of the future, even the unknown. What will happen to us? We don't know exactly, but we do know that we are always in God's hands. God never leaves or forsakes us. The Divine One loves us. Our response to God's invitation to trust is having faith. As Hebrews says, faith is the assurance of things not of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Looking at our Bible stories, they tell about people of faith who came before us. Stories of faith. By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain's. By faith, Noah, warned by God, built an ark to save his household. Again, by faith, Abraham received descendants as many as the stars of heaven. And by faith, the chosen people escaped their enemies through the waters of the Red Sea. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell, and the city was taken. These stories tell that God has done mighty deeds for the faithful, and God will be true to us as well. Those who have gone before us in faith surround us like a great cloud of witnesses. And so, we are encouraged to lay aside every weight and sin that clings so closely, to run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. He endured the cross and took his place at the right hand of God. Our lives of faith are not a sprint, but a marathon. One difference being that we train over a long period for a marathon, don't we? A long time ago, we were baptized and in faith belonged to Jesus. In faith, we read and studied the Bible as children, now as adults. In faith, we've worshiped God, and we train ourselves to live in God's ways. And Jesus, who continually can disrupt our lives, calls us to follow. As we wrestle with these demands on our lives, we receive blessing upon blessing, becoming stronger for the long-term marathon that is our faith. Let us let go of any attachment to our will and cling to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. We shall be blessed. God certainly does love us. Amen. Please now share some reflections you may have had.